Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that's close to my heart and, I believe, increasingly important in our modern world. We're going to talk about reducing waste in the kitchen while preparing healthy meals. Now, we all know that food waste is a significant issue. According to the United Nations, approximately one-third of the food produced in the world for human consumption every year gets lost or wasted. That's around 1.3 billion tons. It's a staggering figure, isn't it? And it's not just about the food. It's about the resources that go into producing that food, the water, the land, the energy. So how can we, as individuals, make a difference? Well, one of the most effective ways is by reducing waste in our own kitchens. And the good news is, it's not as hard as you might think. In fact, it can be quite easy, and it can even help you prepare healthier meals. Let's start with planning. Planning your meals for the week can significantly reduce waste. It allows you to buy only what you need, reducing the chance of food going bad before you have a chance to use it. Plus, it can help you make healthier choices. When you plan your meals, you're less likely to resort to unhealthy, last-minute options. Next, let's talk about shopping. When you go to the grocery store, try to buy loose fruits and vegetables instead of pre-packaged ones. Not only does this reduce packaging waste, but it also allows you to buy exactly the amount you need. And remember, imperfect fruits and vegetables are just as nutritious as their perfect counterparts. So don't shy away from that slightly misshapen apple or that carrot with a few blemishes. Now, on to cooking. One of the best ways to reduce waste in the kitchen is to use every part of the food you're cooking with. For example, if you're making a salad, don't throw away the tops of your carrots or beets. They can be used to make a delicious and nutritious pesto. Or if you're cooking a chicken, don't discard the bones. They can be used to make a flavorful and healthy broth. And what about leftovers? Well, they can be a gold mine. Instead of throwing them away, consider how they can be repurposed into another meal. Leftover vegetables can be turned into a stir fry, leftover chicken can be used in a salad, and leftover rice can be transformed into a delicious fried rice dish. Finally, let's talk about storage. Proper storage can significantly extend the life of your food, reducing waste. For example, did you know that herbs can last up to 2 weeks if they're stored in a glass of water in the fridge? Or that wrapping the top of your bananas in cling wrap can make them last 3 to 5 days longer? So there you have it. Reducing waste in the kitchen while preparing healthy meals is not only possible, it's also relatively easy. And the benefits are numerous. Not only can it help you save money and reduce your environmental impact, but it can also help you eat healthier. Remember, every little bit helps. So even if you start with just one of these tips, you're making a difference. And who knows, you might find that reducing waste in the kitchen becomes second nature. Thank you for joining me on this journey towards a more sustainable and healthier lifestyle. I hope you found these tips helpful, and I look forward to sharing more with you in the future. Until next time, happy cooking, and remember, waste not, want not.